Praise the Lord and welcome to It Is Well Living Church, where we build up the body of Christ spiritually, physically, and mentally. At It Is Well, we minister to the whole man by helping you establish a relationship with the Father through the Son. And now join Pastor Khalil Carmichael for a powerful message from a service already in progress.
We want to do as Christians, people of God, is to glorify with our life. And not just compartmentalize it, but we want to glorify God with every aspect of our life. We want to glorify Him in our home and glorify Him in our car. Glorify Him at work and glorify Him in our business. Glorify Him at church. Glorify Him by who we date and who we see. Glorify Him by who we marry and who we hang out with. Glorify Him with every single aspect of our life. Because that's a righteous cause. That's a righteous cause for us to glorify God with our life. 1 Peter 4:11 says, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. This is 1 Peter 4:11. You don't have to turn there. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, therefore, whether you drink or whether you eat, do it all for the glory of God. What they're saying here in 1 Corinthians 10:31, that if you're a Christian, let your life glorify God. Sister Marquita sang the song, this little light of mine. That's how the Holy Spirit works. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. See, if you have the Spirit of God and you're trying to glorify God with your life, you can let your light shine anywhere. You never have to dull your light because of shame. You never have to dull your light because of sin. You never have to dull your light because of what happened to you. You never have to dull your light because you're going through marital problems or you're going through stress and financial issues. You can let your light shine everywhere because everything that you do, whether good or bad, it glorifies God. Yes, I said it, whether good or bad, let it glorify God. If you're going through a financial issue and God continues to allow it, let it glorify God. Still pay your tithes. Still come out and do the things that God is calling you to do. Still serve. Don't sit home and be depressed because you're going through financial issues. But let everything that you do glorify God. If you're going through marital issues or you don't know which way to turn or what to do, don't stay back and hide in shame and guilt and put on a fake facade of a face, but come out and still serve God. If you don't know which direction, if you're undereducated, underemployed, and you don't know what to do, still come out and serve and glorify God with your life. It does not matter that everything that you do, glorify God. That's what we're called to do. That is our righteous cause. Our righteous cause. Let everything that you do, do it for the glory of God. You know, we are going forward and looking for a space for the glory of God. I told you 2 years ago in Clark, when we were in Clark, that's what you call a preacher's dream. You don't have to go out into the community. You just stay in and people come in and pay their tithes and you have church. You're not feeding the hungry. You're not witnessing the people on the corner. You're not talking to people who are going through marriage. You're just having church. That doesn't glorify God. Let everything that you do glorify God. It glorifies God by us going to a community that's waiting to receive us. It glorifies God when we can stand out in the middle of the street and have free workouts. It glorifies God when I can go up to a man that's holding a liquor bottle and say, put that down. Let me tell you a better way. It glorifies God when I see a 15-year-old girl pushing a carriage with a baby and I can say, you can still make it. You can still go to school. You can still do more with your life. It glorifies God when I tell them my testimony of how God brought me from the bottom and is bringing me up to glorify Him. I can tell the world the stories and the testimonies and bring glory to God and not just have church, not just stay in these four walls, and not just stay in here and prophesy and preach and make my own little kingdom, but we can expand for the glory of God. And, you know, my wife and Deb, our new members, they went out and they went to a training for Sunday school Saturday. All for the glory of God. You could easily come and just come to church and see what you can get. But now God is calling us higher to serve, and not for an agenda, not for a position, and not for our own glory, and not to prosper. But he's calling us higher to serve the community for his glory. For his glory. And it's going to take some to get out of their lackadaisical mode and their laid-back, slick, cool mode and step up and serve God for the glory of God. You would do it if it was for your glory. You would do it if your name was on the flyer. You would do it if it were to push your agenda. But now God is calling you to serve for his glory. And we ought to serve God for his glory, because Lord knows some of us, including me, have served the world more than we want to serve the church. We've given the world more than we've gave the church. We've given the world more than we've given God. We've gave the world more of our time, and we want people to pat us on our back and Lord have mercy. All because we're serving God. But it's all for his glory. You know, King Solomon and the children of Israel had a righteous cause. They had a righteous cause. King Solomon and the children of Israel had a righteous cause. And the cause was to glorify God and to build a house for his name and for his glory. Not for the pastor, not for the church, but to build a house for the glory of God. You do know, when we build that church in Monroe, Jamesburg, that people will say that is the temple of God. I can go in there and be safe. When there's a problem and all heck is breaking loose, do you know that that will be the first place that people will run for safety, and thus God gets the glory. Amen. And they were building a house for the name and the glory of God. And in chapter 6, verse 14, Solomon begins to pray for Israel all the way up to verse 35, asking God to maintain their righteous cause. He was asking God to maintain their righteous cause. Not that he would bless them, but to maintain their righteous cause. Not that he would prosper them, but to maintain their righteous cause. Not that he would just protect them, but he would maintain, that God would maintain their righteous cause. Why? Why was Solomon crying out to God to maintain the children of Israel's their righteous cause? Why was he crying out that way to them? Why was he crying out to God saying, "Hear thou from heaven, Lord, and maintain their righteous cause"? Why did he pray that way for their righteous cause? Solomon prayed for their righteous cause because it's hard to maintain a righteous cause. It's hard to be right for God. It's hard to maintain a righteous cause. We want to come to church, but we get sleepy. It's hard to be righteous in church. We come to church, but we don't want to hear the word. But it's hard to maintain a righteous cause. We want to be faithful to our spouse in marriage, but it's hard to be faithful in marriage and to be correct in marriage because it is a righteous cause. We want to live a life that is holy and acceptable unto God, but it's hard to live a life that's holy and acceptable unto God, where there's no drinking and no smoking, no lascivious living, no doing something outside of the will of God. It's hard to live a life that is holy and righteous and maintain a righteous cause unto God. So Solomon, he had to cry out to God. He had to cry out to him. You know, we want to give God our time. We really do. We do. Amen. We want to give him our time. Amen. We want to give him our tithes. We really do. We want to give him our time and our talent. We want to sing for the glory of God and preach for the glory of God and serve for the glory of God. We want to give God our time, our talent, and our treasure, but it is hard to maintain a righteous cause. It's easy to do an unrighteous thing, but it's hard to get up and come to church on Sunday when you can be out boating and golfing. It's hard to come to church when you can be in the gym working out on Sunday. It's hard to come to church when you can be sitting home with a bagel and sitting home with your coffee in your robe, sitting at your table reading the paper and coming out for a righteous cause. And we need God to help us. We need God to help us. We need God to help us. Help us. Lord, help me right now to maintain this righteous cause. And you know, it is in verse 35 of chapter 6 that Solomon cried out to God to hear thou from heaven. Chapter 6, verse 35. Solomon cried out to God, and I'm almost done, to hear thou from heaven. Then hear thou from the heavens their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. And he cried out because he knew they would sin. He knew they would go back to the old boyfriend. Lord have mercy. He knew they would go back to the old way of living. He knew they would go back to drinking and smoking. He knew they would go back to not reading the word. He knew they would go back to talking behind his back. He knew they would go back and do all these different things that they said they would never do. He knew that they would go back. So he said, God, maintain their righteous cause. Verse 36, if they sin against thee, for there is no man which sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captives unto a land off or near, off far or near. Yet if you bethink themselves in the land, whether they are carried captive, and turn and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned, we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly. Then verse 39, he says, then hear thou from heaven, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Forgive them, for they sin, and maintain their cause. He knew they would sin. He knew they would turn back to their old ways. He knew that they did not have enough for them to keep going. And you and I, we need God to help us maintain our righteous cause. We'll get bored with church. We'll get bored with doing the right thing.
It Is Well Living Church is a listener support broadcast, and any donation in any amount would be appreciated. You can send donations to P.O. Box 7145, Monroe Township, New Jersey, 08831. For more information about It Is Well Living Church, you may call 732-921-3746. You can visit us on the web at livewellfaith.com or connect with us on Facebook at It Is Well Living Church, or send us a tweet on Twitter. Remember to serve the Lord, love God, and know it is well.